Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is. Hey, happy birthday to our very own Jimmy Jaime Garcia!
Happy birthday, Jimmy!
Jimmy turns a whopping 32 years old today.
I wish.
Yes, he does wish.
32?
Yeah.
There ain't no way in hell.
Nope.
I'm 40.
He is 40. He has made it. He has made it to 40 years old. He is mature. He is ready, ladies, if you're looking for someone who's serious.
I got Riz.
This guy's got Riz. He's got Riz. To me, that's a point. To be honest, that was pretty good. He was listening, for sure. We've had an amazing show today. It's awesome always spending time with
Damn, Aaron. Smeathan.
What'd he say?
I can't tell if Jimmy is 31 or 61.
Yeah, he's got that Benjamin Button going on. But God bless him. God bless him for sure. It's been an amazing Wednesday here. Let's go ahead and read you these headlines because we've got to get back on time. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen at DoralVolkswagen.com. Of course, you got your Thanksgiving games tomorrow, but tonight, got a big game for the Miami Heat. Coverage begins right here with the preheat at 6:15 p.m. Alejandro Solana will begin things. If the Miami Heat win, they advance in the NBA Cup. If they lose, they are out. Another thing, if they win, they have an opportunity to
I want them to win so they can feel good about what they're doing right now. It's like a little short time award to let you know you're on the right track. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, you know, it doesn't necessarily give you an automatic bid to the playoffs, but it is, like you said, it'll feel good with momentum coming out of the NBA.
Everybody else that was in the finals for the Cup, they made the playoffs, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe it is an indication.
Maybe. A Miami Heat victory combined with a New York Knicks loss could clinch their group.
Who did the Knicks play?
That's a good question. But if they do, they can potentially secure a home quarterfinal game. The New York Knicks will play against the Charlotte Hornets. Yeah, I know. Good luck. Good luck losing to the Hornets. But, you know, fingers crossed. That's never know. But anyway, we will keep watching that.
Fighting Vlads are playing a cupcake.
Pay close attention as the Fighting Vlads do their best. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, Leroy and J-Fig, I'm going to have you blind rank. You know what a blind rank is, Leroy? I'm going to give you something. And without telling you what the other options are, you have to tell me where they land on 1 through 5. For example, okay, we're not doing desserts, but if I were to tell you pecan pie, 1 through 5, where does it land?
2.
Apple pie, where does it land?
4.
Potato pie, where does it land?
17th.
Okay. So you have a good understanding.
Solid work.
What we're looking for here.
Well, sweet potato.
Is there a right or wrong
number
answer
one.
Here? I feel like these are just opinions.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely going to be opinionated. It's not. No right or wrong. Every list could be different. This is your personal opinion. Leroy, okay. I'm going to
test it.
Yeah.
It's just.
Correct. Nope. Okay. I'm just going to get your opinion on it before we take a break for our interview shirts. But, let's come back with Blind Rankings Thanksgiving Edition. I'll talk to Leroy when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Hey.
Yeah.
Stolen McRib said, for sure, Thanksgiving is your favorite holiday, right, J-Fig? With that dead bird and all.
I'm not going to lie. It is my favorite holiday.
Point four.
Not for that reason.
I will say this. I'm going to try. I did a turkey breast with the bone in this year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like turkey, but I don't like wrestling it the next days, the carcass.
Yeah, you're trying to like get between the ribs or something.
Right. And that's why I like a ham, because a ham, they make some delicious sandwiches after Thanksgiving.
Now, Leroy, I'm going to have you blind rank these next okay. items.
I got you.
As the master of ceremonies around here in regards to...
Master of eating. That's it.
Leroy, I'm going
to learned how to cook so I could eat.
I'm going to have you blind rank these items.
Okay.
Meats. Pause. Okay. Let's start with sausage. Oh, by the way, it's one
on
through
Thanksgiving?
Five. Yeah. This is on Thanksgiving.
One through five? Yeah. Sausage?
Yep.
Five. Thanksgiving.
All right. What about pork?
Four.
Right.
Now, does the ham include, is that ham in there? Or are we talking about like Cuban pork?
Yeah, like Cuban pork, like pulled pork.
Four.
Okay. So you got sausage at five. Now, what about turkey?
Two.
Okay. Last one, turducken. I'm sorry, not last one. Second to last one, turducken.
Damn, I only got one spot. I don't even like duck. And I got to put it at three. So the last one is ham, right?
Last one is ham.
One.
I knew that would be number one.
I told you for all the reasons why.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because ham you can enjoy for 2-3 days afterwards. They make delicious sandwiches.
So, Leroy's blind ranking list of meats.
Hey, yeah. Come on, man. I've had, you know, in my house, they have turducken. They've had it before.
Yeah.
Right? And the problem is that duck is oily.
Ugh.
And you could tell right when you get a piece of duck. So, I ain't a fan of duck.
What about seafood? Is there any seafood going on during anybody's?
So sometimes I'll make stuffed peppers.
Oh.
Stuffed green bell peppers, and it'll have shrimp in it.
Shrimp? Okay. You're stuffing a bell pepper with shrimp?
With meat.
Yeah.
It'll be like you'll do pork, lamb, beef,
You name it.
Seasonings and then some shrimp.
Okay. Figgy, I'm going to give you the side dishes.
Again, ooh, this would be, I want the side dishes. You made me pick turducken as third.
Leroy has... Today he has spent his day behind that microphone all the way to the side because he's resting.
Oh, yeah.
For tomorrow. He's hibernating.
He's getting ready.
Hey, let me tell you something. I got me a good night's sleep last night.
It's a marathon.
Right? I went to bed early. Got up this morning. I didn't even do nothing. I just went and looked on the turkey. Just looked in on it.
Just looking like, at it.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that brine taken. Yeah.
Like a shark in the water.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. My grill's all cleaned up. I pressure cleaned my outside. I got the TV, the speakers, and all the right areas. So when I start cooking, football will be on behind me. I am ready to go.
Actually.
Huh?
This is your Super Bowl.
No, I would say Super Bowl party. Super Bowl party is awesome. I enjoy Super Bowl party more.
Okay.
Thanksgiving is like more of a family thing, right? But Super Bowl is friends, family, everybody.
All right.
Jay, well, I'm ready. Your sides, let's start with casserole. Where are you going to put casserole?
What kind of casserole?
Just casseroles in general.
Five.
I'm going to tell you this.
Yeah. Well,
I'm four.
I'm going to tell you this.
Because
you're scaring me.
Don't come up in my house with no green bean casserole.
Okay.
Because I'm also the Turkey Day police. Like, you bring some...
Oh, this is my house.
I'm sorry. Because I'm just saying, I don't think there's nothing worse than casserole.
The thing is that Marcos will find the worst.
Yes, that's why I have number five available. See, you learn from my mistake.
Yep.
No, it's Marcos.
Stuffing. He threw some ducking in there, and I ain't have no spot for it.
What about stuffing?
Oh,
is that my next one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? Stuffing, it depends on who makes it and how they make it. So I'll put it at five, because just in case, five. I don't know what else you're going to throw.
You like casserole better than...
Or three.
You like casserole better than stuffing?
Stuffing.
No, I like stuffing, but it just depends who makes it. Okay, I'll put it at
four. You stuffing. Got
three. No, wait, three, because I have four available.
Yeah.
Stuffing at three.
Hey, I'm going to just say this, Jennifer.
Yeah.
There's going to be questions with our friendship at
fine.
The rate you go.
Mac and cheese.
Oh. Number one.
Gotta have that number one.
Yeah.
Sweet potatoes. Not sweet five. Potato casserole.
Candy yams.
Oh, wait. Yams. Like, yeah.
No, five.
Five.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, you ain't got no brother in you.
So the last item is...
We don't have that at my house.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you go... When you walk into a house in the hood, it smells like sweet potato and pecan.
Candy yams.
Yep. Candy yam. With the marshmallows or without?
Nah, I like
without.
I don't like the extra marshmallows.
I don't like marshmallows on my food. And I'm tell you what. If somebody put pecans on the top of the sweet potatoes, we fight.
I agree. Let's fight.
Now, what about mashed potatoes as your last one? I guess that you only have an
option. That is my last one, second. So I guess it's number what?
Two.
Okay.
So your list goes mac, mash, stuffing.
Starch. You ain't going to be able to poop for a month.
Mac, mash.
I have no problems, Leroy.
Well, okay. All right. You know, now this is,
hey, we need an answer.
Now we're off the rails. She has no problem moving her bowels, everyone.
Now, is there a difference between, because some people do the sweet potatoes and then there's the candied yams where they put all the stuff on it?
I'd say the difference is
sugar and stuff on the candied yams?
I think so. Like, did they put the extra dressings and stuff on top? You know, what makes
basically,
it candy?
It's basically just sweet potato pie without the crust.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to put on our interview shirts as we talk to Alex Dono in the next segment. Dono was kind enough to break down what he thought the Miami Hurricanes' chances are at securing a spot in the playoff victory. We found out that Leroy was Irish, and and he made his case for the Michigan Wolverines as well.
I did make my case because I said I don't think they'll make it.
I don't know. I think he made his case.
No, I didn't.
Hey, listen, you guys can be the judge. Listen to it next. I want to send a special happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners out there.
Everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Be safe. Have fun with your family.
Be present.
Yes, absolutely. Be present. You know, don't go on too many cousin walks. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. Coming back with your eyes red. I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing. And if you do go, send me an invite. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Alex Donnell joins us next. I'll catch you guys Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.